This is from, now, I posted this in today's pile of prep at MikeChurch.com. The link says that, or the story says that the link is not safe for work. Don't click it if you don't want to be offended. I didn't write the link. I'm not going to write the guy a note and say, hey, dude, you know, you don't have to have the vulgarity in your title to get attention. It's his website. Just don't click it. Take my word for it. But if you do, I'm warning you, there's an F-bomb there. Because, you know, I got accused of that 2 weeks ago, too.
Well, you sent people to a site that had an F-bomb on it.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, Mike knows all, and I police the entire internet and make it clean for everybody. Sure I do. I'm going to read you the headline, and I'll edit it out for families. AI-assisted fake porn is here, and we're all... Bond, are you... Does Bond listen? Is Bond alive? No, kidding. Bond had a great show yesterday, by the by. When do I get Amber Carpenter saying, this is Amber Carpenter for Crusade Channel, Mike Church Show Radio. If you missed yesterday's Reverse Deception, it was a very good Christmassy, Advent-y episode. Great history on some classic Christmas songs. Good job, Greg. Download it, and the founder, if you're a Founders Pass member, today.
I told him he went all Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You said, Mitter Bond, you went all Tranny. Tranny-Siberian Orchestra.
He laughed, and his... Most Greg Carpenter.
Yeah, yeah, because he gives you these pregnant, pregnant pause sighs. Okay, Mr. Christopher, that's kind of funny. Here's what the story said. There's a video. This is really, folks. This is sick. It's dangerous too. This is the world in which we live in. There's a video of Gal Gadot. If you don't know who Gal Gadot is, she is the model who played Wonder Woman. And the Wonder Woman movie just came out. In which, by the way, she's feminine, she's strong, yes, and she's absolutely drop-dead beautiful.
And she's from Israel.
There's a video...
For her because we're talking about it.
There's a video of... She's from Israel, the geographic place. There's a video of Gal Gadot having sex with her stepbrother on the internet. But it's not really Gadot's body. And it's barely her own face. It's an approximation, face-swapped to look like she's performing in an existing incest-themed porn video. The video was created with a machine learning algorithm using easily accessible materials and open-source code that anyone with a working knowledge of deep learning algorithms could put together. It's not going to fool anyone who looks closely. Sometimes the face doesn't track correctly, and there's an uncanny valley effect at play, but at a glance, it seems believable. It's especially striking considering that it's allegedly the work of one person, a Redditor who goes by the name Deepfakes, not a big special effects studio that could digitally recreate a young Princess Leia in Rogue One using CGI. Instead, Deepfakes uses open-source machine learning tools like TensorFlow, which Google makes freely available to researchers, graduate students, and anyone with an interest in machine learning. Like the Adobe tool that can make people say anything, and the face-to-face algorithm that can swap a recorded video with real-time face tracking, this new type of fake porn shows that we're on the verge of living in a world where it's trivially easy to fabricate believable videos of people doing and saying things they never did, even having sex. So far, Deepfakes has posted hardcore porn videos featuring the faces of Scarlett Johansson, Massey Williams, Taylor Swift, Aubrey Plaza, and Gal Gadot on Reddit. Oh, but let's ban the Catholics, the Christian conservatives, and the MAGAs from Reddit and Twitter. Yeah, they're dangerous. They're a threat. Fake celebrity porn where images are photoshopped to look like famous people are posing a nude is a years-old category. This is not what we're talking about here, folks. Now, here's the danger, as Rod Dreher points out, of all people. Now, Dreher has his moments, and today is one of them. As Dreher points out, stop posting photographs of your children on the internet. Stop it. They're going to wind up in kiddie porn videos, and there's nothing you can do about it. Dreher, stop it with the selfies. Really. Seriously. Friend of mine and reader of this blog once told me to write about how he and the men in his congregation had to go clean out the apartment of the kindly elderly bachelor who worshipped with them and found lots of kiddie porn. They also found thousands of ordinary images of children this creep grabbed off the internet from people posting photos of their kids. It shook him up so much that he resolved never, ever, 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 ever to post photos of his kids to social media. I read a news story last week in which researchers in this field said that parents who post lots of pictures of their kids to social media wouldn't do it if they knew how those images were used by perverts. I just tried to find that story again, but the Google search for it's too depressing, so I gave up. Just about everybody I know posts pictures of their kids to social media, and I rarely tell them about this because I don't want to freak them out, writes Dreher. But this story finally pushed me over the line. And this is what's going on with this, folks. Artificial intelligence researcher, back to the story that I just read you from. Artificial intelligence researcher Alex Champandard told me in an email that a decent consumer-grade graphics card could process this video effect, the one I just described about, you know, projecting someone else's facial image on to another video, in hours. But a CPU would work just as well, only more slowly over days. This is no longer rocket science, Champandard said. The ease with which someone could do this is frightening. Aside from the technical challenge, all someone would need is enough images of your face, and many of us are already creating sprawling databases of our own faces. People from around the world uploaded 24 billion selfies to Google Photos in 2015 and 2016. It isn't difficult to imagine an amateur programmer running their own algorithm to create a sex tape of someone they want to harass. Deep fakes, the guy that wrote the story is investigating this dude who goes by the pen name Deep Fakes. Deep Fakes told me he's not a professional researcher, just a programmer with an interest in machine learning. I just found a clever way to do face swap, he said, referring to his algorithm. With hundreds of face images, I can easily generate millions of distorted images to train the network. After that, if I feed the network someone else's face, the network will think it's just another distorted image and try to make it look like the training phase. I told you people this the other day. I told you. When Apple announced that they were coming out with the iPhone X or 10, and everybody went, yay! And they were talking about how to unlock it with facial recognition technology. Dumb. Don't do it. Millions of people did it anyway. That technology now that recognizes those schematic points on your face, if enough of those exist from the front, from you looking up, looking down, looking to the side, looking to that side, three-quarter view, full profile, full side view left, full side view right, et cetera, et cetera. You have enough photographs of someone out there. You make a digital mock-up of them. They got software now that'll fill the gaps in and will project my image onto the body someone else doing something I never did, saying something I never said. Living in the judgment pornosphere and this culture that despises tradition and despises teaching of Holy Mother Church and despises thus the teachings of Christ, soon to be born again, the 25th of December. This is a recipe for disaster, folks. Now, this is when you get to the time when the dystopian novels and sci-fi flicks all of a sudden aren't so sci-fi anymore. And you start wondering, what have I done? Did I participate? Am I screwed? Yeah, you're screwed. Yes, you are, to answer a question.